Sorry, I wasn't looking at the screen. What is it, Bella? This is your this is the last point.
I know
on
that
this.
You
One
want
minute.
To. You recognize me. Let me speak, please. Thank you. I know that you want to close this subject, and I'm willing to do so. But my last word on this is that the display was childish by this so-called professional. Thank you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, that's it. We will move on. Don't appreciate that, but, you know, you have the right to say it, I guess. All right, let me find where we are here. Okay, on. All right, so then my next point was, let's see, review of the motion passed by the Audit Committee to the Finance Committee through the PNB. I'm not sure I have the best version of it handy.
I have
somebody else. Who is that?
This is Bella. You sent it out with the five attachments.
Well, I sent out what I had. I'm not sure it's the best version. That's what I said.
But if you can read it, Madam Chair, and then we can discuss it. You have it?
Well, I thought somebody...
That had been approved. I'm sorry. I should have recognized.
Is the one I sent out correct? Can somebody tell me that?
You please read it, Eileen. Please.
I can do that. Let me just grab it somewhere. Where did I put it? Sorry, I've got a lot of things open.
I have it right in front of me if you want me to read it.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Let's see.
I put it in the chat.
Okay. But I have it here. Motion for the Finance Committee. Whereas the PNB Audit Committee is entrusted with the duty to facilitate the audit process. I don't want to read this because, again, it specifies a particular station and therefore points towards particular people. So I do not want to read this aloud. Yeah. You're going to censor the name of the station?
Yeah.
I can do that. Yeah. All right. Let me do that then. Whereas the PNB Audit Committee is entrusted with the duty to facilitate the audit process so that this can be carried out in a timely manner. Therefore, be it resolved that the PNB Audit Committee strongly urges the PNB to direct the PNB Finance Committee to look into any delays by
any station.
We could say that would be best if we can change the motion.
By any unit.
In the documentation required for the audit for fiscal year 2021 and recommend solutions or corrections as needed so that the, this should say fiscal year 2021
fiscal year.
Audit, excuse me, I'm saying it, can be carried out to completion in a timely manner.
Madam Chair, Sarah Brown.
Sure, Sarah, go ahead.
I make a motion that we make the we change the I guess this is a motion, right? And make it more and make it less specific and more universal or more general by eliminating the name of a specific
by the station that's mentioned. Can we substitute then
I suggest any unit.
You did and I
would you
Bella
can you Bella. Bella can you just cool it for a minute? I'm talking right now. All right. So
no.
Can we just make it more universal?
Yes.
Okay.
Into any delays by any unit. And that will take care of the problem.
Right.
Correct.
Marilyn,
are there any objections? Marilyn, is it on this particular
point? Seeking clarification.
You have to wait for a minute. Marilyn's asking for the stack.
Good grief. Can I just ask you a question, I think?
Yes, please do, Marilyn. Go ahead.
We passed that motion about two meetings ago, didn't we? Or
yes.
Anyway, I don't know.
Why hasn't that been forwarded to the Finance Committee by now?
No. It has not, because I did not do it, because I wasn't crazy about the finger pointing involved in there. And the other thing, by the way, which I think I told the committee, or at least some of you, I was told by the PNB chair that they couldn't possibly get to it until July 7th anyway, because they had a bunch of special meetings scheduled. So nothing would have happened yet anyway. I realize that's not the point, but just so you know. So I will indeed put this through.
I have a question.
Elizabeth, okay.
Question.
Elizabeth, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. This particular motion was already resolution was already passed. So are we going to be, just in terms of order, are we going to rescind this previous resolution and resubmit and with the changes made? Because I believe that's going to have to be the process, what we're doing, it doesn't make sense, because we're acting as if that resolution had not already been passed, and it was passed.
Okay, I think that sounds appropriate.
Madam Chair, Sarah Brown.
Sarah, go ahead.
And Bella has her hand up.
Oh, I'm not looking at the screen. Sorry, Bella.
Yes,
but let Sarah go.
Okay, then my motion will be changed, and my motion would be to rescind the previous motion we made on, what was that? It looks like 6-6-2022. And substitute verbiage that's more appropriate to our form and function.
Okay.
As I previously mentioned.
Thank you, Sarah. Bella, what was your, you had your hand up?
Yes, thank you. To rescind a previously adopted motion by this body, it requires a process, usually a 30-day notice. All we are doing right now is changing a word to save time. And it's not the blame should not be placed anywhere, but the responsibility was of the pro tem chair to have submitted that to the proper agencies that were instructed. So here we are 2 months later.
Okay, let's not get into that part. Is there a way we can just change the one word or phrase without
it was already through. Done. It was already done. I motion that we adopt it as amended. Thank you.
Okay.
And it gets sent out immediately.
Where was that done? Did you send that out?
Units of any units.
Did you send that out?
Any units.
Sarah,
yeah.
Did you send that out as a motion or as an amendment? Oh, Adriana is writing to us. Let's see. Okay. The Audit Committee. All right. Here's something.
Can I have the floor, please?
All right. That's something else. We really need to move forward.
Point of order.
What is the point of order?
I'm sorry. Point of information here.
What is it?
I believe, according to the rules, this body can make a change such as that, because it doesn't change the substantive the meaning or the substantive content of the actual original motion. So yes, I second or I agree with Bella's point that she there was just one word, or replacing the name of the station in particular, which would have singled out, right? And so delays by any of the units, yeah, because it doesn't change the original content or intent of the motion. That's correct.
Okay, I would like to think that that's true and that we can just do that. Let me ask.
I should send it to the group.
Excuse me, Bella. Excuse me. You're not recognized. Don't interrupt, please. Now I'm derailed. Does anybody object to our doing this? Anybody on our committee? Are there any objections? Hearing none, I think we can take it as approved by this committee.
Could you send, excuse me, the Elizabeth would like to
I just sent it out.
I'm sorry, excuse me. Only one person may speak at a time, and you need to be recognized, because otherwise we descend into chaos. Elizabeth, I think, was asking something.
Yeah, the PMB secretary, I'm sorry, our secretary of the audit committee, Adriana, had sent the resolution that we had made as previous, that we had passed already. She has sent it to Polina, the PMB secretary, already. So I would ask that this committee send this resolution with of any units to the in its place.
Mm-hmm. I guess Adriana must be listening. Okay.
Jim, may I be recognized? James?
James, can you edify us at all?
I'm not sure that I can edify, and I don't want to be an edifier necessarily, but I do want to say that I think it is correct that what you're doing is you're amending a previously passed motion. The only thing I'm a little unsure of is whether it takes a majority or two-thirds, but since it's, I believe it passed without objection, then that's not a concern, and so it's good. And in fact, what's going to happen here is it's going to go to the PMB. If they decide to change a word here or there, they will. And then whatever they pass is going to be the thing. So it's not really raising the issue is almost as important here as giving the exact wording.
Understood. That is a good point. Thank you very much.
Madam Chair,
Jim,
Bella has her hand up.
So does Jim Dingman. And I think, let me see, I can see him first over here. Jim Dingman was first.
All right. I just want to note that I see this is going to go up to the board, but one of the things that we're noticing in asking the different units for information for decision making is their reluctance and inertia to do that. And there are stations that are essentially, in my humble opinion, giving us the ropey dope. And they're not used to giving information of these kind of categories to the PNB. It's pretty clear. And I'm noticing that, you know, in terms of our requests for serious financial data from several of the stations, we're just getting a big stone wall. And in terms of requests, we're up to the fifth and sixth request. So I can see this going up to the PNB, but then I also see, you know, they have a resolution, then what? Are these guys at the station level going to honor it or not? And I just want to point that out as a problem we're noticing in real time in the past 3 to 4 months.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. I'm also wondering, I'm not sure what form this kind of investigation would take, but I guess we don't have to decide that ourselves. That's for other people to decide. Like the finance. I'm sorry, I'm still speaking. Please let's not speak over each other. Even when we're asking for the stack, wait till somebody pauses. That makes it so much easier. Thank you, everybody. Okay, I lost my train of thought. Sorry. Let's see, who is next? Let me look and see about these hands. Bella is next.
I was on the stack, Eileen.
I'm sorry, I can see the hands in order. I'm sorry, who said that? Was that Marilyn?
I said it, Marilyn said it.
I can barely hear you.
I know it, I wonder what's wrong with my sound.
Okay, Marilyn, Bella, do you mind if we let Marilyn go first?
I don't think it's fair since my hand has been up for quite a while.
Okay. If that's how you roll, then let's go with you, Bella.
Do people know how to raise their hand through Zoom? You go to the reactions button at the bottom, and you raise your hand, just in case you don't know. Go ahead, Marilyn. I don't want to make enemies.
Okay. I just wanted to make a point, which is it doesn't matter to me whether the PMB cares or not whether we send a motion. We heard a report one night, and we were very upset about what we learned. And we decided to direct the responsible bodies to pay more attention to that particular problem because we felt it was a problem for the entire network's survival. And that's why we passed that motion that night. And we have every right to do that, and it's actually our responsibility to express ourselves in that way. And I really respect what you do, Eileen, but I think that the chair should not be saying, well, I'm not sure I like that motion or not, and not forward it, because it was a sense of the body. But I'm glad it'll be going forward now. And it's up to the PMB to act on it and for the Finance Committee to act on it, because we can't. If we could, we would, but we can't. So I just wanted to make that point.
Thank you, Marilyn. Okay, Bella, go ahead.
Wow. I have been completely preempted by Marilyn.
Okay, so thank you, Marilyn, done?
And I wanted to say that, yes, this motion is good, and it will put the PMB on notice for the network to know what they need to be doing. And unfortunately, many bad decisions are being made at the PMB, and I agree, affecting the whole network. Thank you. And I sent everybody the resolution. It's in your inbox as amended. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Bella. And then I think we had Elizabeth.
Yeah, I reiterated Marilyn's points exactly, and I hope that we can have a commitment for whoever is chair, in this case, you are the chair right now, that will not happen again, because that diminishes the confidence that I have in the committee,
okay,
in the decisions that the committee is making, that whatever decisions that we put forward, that they be, that the persons in charge of carrying it through actually do it, you know.
Please. Okay.
Thank you.
Did I apologize, and did I return this to the agenda?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
So don't make me lash myself. Okay. Thank you. All right. I see that Jim Dingman has his hand up. We are at almost at 10 o'clock, so just wanted to point that out. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, I think people should realize that everybody's under a lot of stress, because we have at one unit in Berkeley, you know, they're doing well, but they're not doing that great. They still have a actual fluctuation in the amount of money they earned. We have the collapse in Los Angeles financially. We have the collapse in Texas financially. We have a pretty tough situation in New York, not good. And we have a static situation in Washington, but is not bad. So, you know, got to remember that this is going on while we're sitting here stressing out over this, that, about the audits, about this. And I just find some of the bickering about the dates and getting it done in the context of these wider things, you know, frankly, existentially, not necessarily that important to be bickering about, because, you know, the whole damn thing could just blow up. And, you know, I just have to be blunt about it. You know, I just wish we'd just stop all this pettiness, because, you know, it just is not worth it given the wider problems that we face. That is, we face the possible collapse of the entire foundation, and I ain't bullshitting. Okay. So that's the thing that I think people have to keep in mind. We don't want that to happen, and that should be what we focus in on, not, you know, one upmanship on the next person. Thank you.
Ms. Madam Chair, Bella, point of information.
Eileen, we can't hear you. You must be muted.
I muted myself. I'm sorry about that. Bella, go ahead.
Yes, I don't think we should be permitting profanity on the record here.
Okay. I guess I didn't even notice it. Sorry.
Thank you.
All right. The next point on the agenda. All right. Point six has to do with a non-disclosure agreement and an explanation by the pro tem chair. Let me see. In years past, the audit committee normally met in closed session to review the management letter with the auditor once it was ready. Last year, Lydia pointed out that the management letter specifies that it's for use by management and the directors. In other words, not just our, not just those of us who are delegates. So she was saying that we should not even be receiving the 2020 management letter, much less discussing it. Then she looked at it and saw that there was nothing particularly new in it or scandalous or whatever. So she did allow us to all receive it and read it and discuss it. However, we don't know if that's going to hold for future management letters, starting with the fiscal year 2021. It was suggested to me that those of us, at least those of us who are not on the PNB, but maybe all of us, could sign a non-disclosure agreement in order to receive and discuss this year's management letter in a closed session. So I have a draft of the non-disclosure agreement that I didn't quite finish tidying up, but I will do that and send it out to people so we can get that back from you before the management letter is done. Okay. Is that clear? Any questions there?
I have a question.
Bella, go ahead. Stack.
Well, Jim has his hand up, so I don't want to take a lot of questions. But Elizabeth, if your question is directly on this issue,
I'd be willing to listen to what other people have to say first. That way, my question might be better directed. Might be better.
Jim, is your comment? Does it have to do with this topic?
It sure does.
Okay, go ahead.
I think I'm all in favor of non-disclosure agreements, but I also think that the whatever is in that management letter, I think the public needs to know the seriousness of the situation that's going on right now. And because I don't want people all of a sudden to have some unexpected surprise that's out of the blue hit them on the head. I think we have to really have candid discussions and do it in a way that's not negative, but let's talk about how we can possibly get ourselves out of this hole. But I think we got to talk openly about the hole and, you know, not shy away from arguing about it, because people have been too reticent to confront these problems for 20 plus years. So I think we just really got to bone down and, you know, get into the nitty gritty of these kind of management letters and convey them to the public, you know, warts and all, and take questions. Frankly, I think it should be done with public comment participating in that discussion openly. But I think that's something that would be positive, not negative.
Okay. Let me just comment on that before you guys go. I believe that this is a regulation. And normally we wouldn't be seeing this management letter, those of us who are delegates. This is a way for us to actually see it. I think I definitely hear your point, and I think you're right about that. So I think we can certainly pull out the topics or the points that should have public discussion. We can see how to do that, I think, once we see the letter. Okay, so I don't think we need to, you know, try and make new processes right now. I'd rather wait until, you know, later, because we've got enough to do right now. Okay, so I think, let's see, who was there?
Me?
Elizabeth, you were
next. Yeah, I have to agree. I agree with Jim here. And as far as I know, because I've spoken with previous members of the audit committees throughout the years, or have read things written by them on email lists, and things like that. And I do believe that the management letters have always been purview of the actual audit committee. We are a PNB standing committee, so we have the same I believe we have the same duties and responsibilities as the PMB to be able to view the management letters. And at the same time, I do agree. I always go more towards transparency because, you know, corruption and problems and abuse of power happen in the dark. And what we need to do is we need to open things up so that the people who are, you know, not behaving themselves in the correct way, you know, realize that they that all eyes will be upon them, including listener eyes. So, you know, I would like to, if there is a rule regarding us not having the management letters at our disposal to look at, I'd like to see that rule, because I, from what I know, that doesn't, that's not a rule that has been in practice in the past.
Sorry, I mentioned that it had not been in practice before, and it was Lydia who brought it up. And, you know, I think we can definitely look into that rule and see where it comes from and how it's supposed to be applied. So let's do that. But meanwhile, I just wanted to, we may not need the NDA, but I wanted to let you guys know what, you know, what was brewing there. Okay, let's see. I think Bella was next.
Eileen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're saying you wanted to let us know what's brewing. I think that as an audit committee, we need to make very clear that the delegates on each LSB are elected as stakeholders over, to take care of the foundation and the money entrusted to us. And the audit committee always has received the management letters as well as the LSB. So
yeah,
I think the audit committee should state that. And and I would prefer, you know, having a motion. If I need to have to state this in a motion, then I will. I could put it down in the chat and because I do not think that that is the correct way of doing that, or where we will not have access to the management letters. That should not be brewing, in other words. I don't agree that that should be something.
Brewing, maybe I used the wrong words. I'm sorry. I'm just saying that looking into it and preparing the NDA, we may need it, we may not. Okay? I mean, that's fine. We don't have to take any action on it now. I was informing y'all. All right. We don't need a motion right now. It would be great if somebody else would. Excuse me a minute. It would be great if somebody else would want to try and do that research, because I'm always the one doing everything. And maybe somebody would volunteer to help with that.
Marilyn, I'm on the stack. Bella, could you get to the stack, please?
Yeah, can you wait a minute? Let's see. Bella is next, then Marilyn. Then Jim Sagert.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. So I fully agree, concur with what Elizabeth has just laid out. Mm-hmm. This is my second year in this committee, and I cannot even fathom this committee not dealing and analyzing the management letter. The management letter is actually the draft before the final product is concluded. And so this is a very critical area for this committee to dive into that management letter and make its recommendations and in notes regarding what the auditor has inserted in this letter. It's a very critical document, and I cannot even consider not working on it as a member of the audit committee. So I do not want to see any surprises on that. I would accept Elizabeth Milos putting a motion together if that's what is warranted. Thank you. And I must leave at 7:30. I will be on the air at KPFK.
We're ending this at 10:30.
I hope that
thank
we
you.
Can. 7:30
okay.
p.m. our time. Pacific.
Marilyn, you're on the stack. You're next.
Yeah, I want to underline what Bella and Elizabeth have said, but I want to put it in bold letters and make type red, because every time I've been on the audit committee, and I've been on since I came onto the LSB in 2018, I think it was, we have always reviewed the management letter, and in fact, I think that we must insist that we look at the management letter, because the management letter is very critical to what people read, what other people read about our very foundation and the recommendations and opinions of the auditors. And we, for us to not even have access to it, and we've already many times questioned the content of the management letter to find out what they meant by that. And that's our job. There's no point in us existing if we can't look at that. So
right.
Whoever brought that changing tradition, and I think we really need to say no to that right now.
Thank you, Marilyn. I'm going to intervene here. Nobody's saying that we shouldn't see the management letter, but it may be that we just have to sign a non-disclosure agreement. I'm not sure. I would love if somebody else could do the research on this. Lydia said that, I believe it was Lydia, who said that originally or at some point back in the distant past, I guess, maybe everybody on the audit committee back in the day was actually a PNB director, so this wasn't an issue, and then nobody noticed until she brought it up. It may not be a thing at all. So,
Elizabeth has a question.
Point of information, Madam Chair, is
Ella.
Lydia Brazon. Lydia Brazon, please
what
give
about
her full name.
Okay. You just did. No, we're going to move on.
James has his hand up. I'm sorry.
Yes, I was just going to call on him.
Thank
Elizabeth.
You.
Thank you. Jim, please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair.
Go on, Jim. It was both of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, Jim Fagerton.
Okay, thank you. If you call me James, that'll clear up that confusion in the future.
Yeah.
So, a couple of things. One is that management letters are intended to be the private derogatory information of the foundation, not intended for the general public. In fact, if you look at the old management letters, you'll see in the first paragraph, I think, some words about that, about how it's not intended for distribution. It's not part of the audit itself. The audit is a separate document. The management letter is another separate document. And it's a complete misstatement to suggest that the audit committee should have anything to do with the content or the composition of the management letter. It's, you know, an audit is specifically about having a neutral third party examine your books and offer an opinion about it. They should, you know, no committee of the organization should ever have a hand in helping to write the management letter. Management letters, again, are not intended at all for the general public. And again, I hate to sound like a broken record, but it can lead to liability. It can lead to personnel issues being exposed. And by law, management letters and other such material is, and personnel information in particular, is limited to the purview of the directors. And that's not just a thing like, oh, we're the directors and you can't see it. Ha ha. We have a legal liability. We are legally responsible for the well-being of the organization. We can be sued if things go wrong. That's why we can see certain things that other people aren't necessarily entitled to see. And I understand the philosophy about transparency and we want to promote transparency. But just for example, directors have directors and officers insurance. If we screw something up, in good faith, we're insured for it. Delegates aren't. So you want to be very careful what you do with this document. And that's why I say that I think the committee should see it. When I was on the committee in 2016, I saw the management letter. But I think that you should sign the non-disclosure agreement, which, by the way, if anyone feel any better, this is the exact same non-disclosure agreement.
Go ahead, goddamn alarm.
This is the exact same non-disclosure agreement that the members of the PNB signed. And the non-director members of the Finance Committee, being the treasurers, are also asked to sign. So it's, you know, kind of a privilege to sign it because it means you're going to get to see privileged information, but it's a legal obligation then not to go further and disclose it.
Jim,
thank you, Jim. That was very helpful. No, Jim is on the stack here. Jim Dingaman. No, Elizabeth, you got to wait. I know.
Yeah, you know, like the whole issue of the management letters, basically they say we incompetently run our operations. I've seen them over the years. And that is not a rocket science revelation. So I think that since that's the ultimate conclusion of the letters that I've seen going back in time, we have to address that kind of situation and change it. Because that's the gist of what they say. And, you know, it's not some top secret information. It's a fact that we don't run the operations well. We got to change it. Okay, that's all.
Thank you, Jim. Elizabeth?
Yeah, I understand James Sagerton's point that if those are normally not made public, then I guess we would not. But I understand that the audit committee would have the right to review it. When I say review, I mean read it and ask questions as Bella described of the auditors prior to its being published, so that we can find out, you know, on what basis certain comments or certain statements have been made or things like that. I believe that is probably our role as well as the audit committee, not necessarily to rubber stamp it, but to also read it. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to. I'm sorry for taking so long. I'll try to be very quick. That's the other reason why I wanted to read the previous year's management letters, so that when we look at our present year's management letters, we can see if there's been any improvements on the recommendations and you know.
Yes, that's fine, Elizabeth. I get it. And this is not to say that we're not going to see it. We normally meet with the auditor in closed session and discuss the management letter. And there's no reason for that's not going to change. Okay? Let's see. Sarah, you had your hand up.
Thank you, Chair. Can I cross-talk with another member? Permission?
It's not kosher, but I'll allow it because it's okay. Easier than you having to go to me.
Jim, I was going to ask Jim, you've read management letters, and I wanted to get a sense of what is the style of management letters. Throughout my years of industry and government, I've seen all kinds of versions of what are called management letters. Some are down in the weeds and making sausage, and we don't really want to see those because there's a lot of fluctuation in those. And then others are state of the union kind of letters. So what, from the ones you've seen, what are we talking about here?
Sarah, which Jim are you addressing?
The last one that said he had read some of the management letters.
That was Jim Dingman.
Okay.
I sent you a management letter today. It's, some of it is boilerplate. It has the same sections every year. So you can go through that, Jim, if you want to answer.
Basically, when I've looked at them in the past, they've essentially pointed out our fiscal weaknesses, which is no big revelation. And so, you know, do I really need to get access to them to understand it? That's so vital. I already know that. So that to me is what I saw from them. And they sort of were sort of sometimes rather simplistic, but they were, you know, summaries. I'm thinking of, you know, reading them like, you know, 8 or 9 or 10 years ago, you know, over the years. So like, you know, I mean, there's nothing new in what they say. They basically are physically weak and we got to change it around. That's it.
Okay, so they're basically just a synopsis of what they see at a particular point in time, and they're pulling together a synopsis, and so that's their style. Okay, that's all I was looking for. Thank you.
Yes, thanks.
May I add a point of information to that, Chair?
Yes, we only have 9 minutes left in this meeting.
I'll be very, very
brief. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that, yes, it is like a synopsis of work, but they also offer opinions. And they also offer additional critiques of our organization. For example, our auditors for years have said we're over-governed because they don't understand us. I mean, that's half of what we do is we're a radio network, but we're also an intramural political club. And that's kind of what, you know, a lot of us are in it for, or some people are in it for. But they also consistently give us something which is a qualification in the audit. And you want, it sounds oxymoronish, or it sounds backwards, but you want an unqualified audit. When you have a qualified audit, that means there's something wrong. And one of the qualifications they always give us is known as a going concern. That means that there's a concern, there's a worry that this organization may not be able to continue as a quote unquote going concern, which means, you know, have the money to continue to operate going into the future. So that, those are some of the things that you do see in a management letter.
Yeah, a point of information on that also. In the past, I've seen them talk about the lack of financial reserves. In other words, a cushion for, like, you know, we don't have a year of reserves. We don't have, 10 seconds of reserves. So, you know, that is a serious issue because that causes problems with us getting money from more established institutions. And so that's...
They also talk about separation of duties where you have one individual doing things like opening the mail, taking the checks out, cashing the checks at the bank, making the deposits.
Yeah, internal
control.
You
need to have more separation of duties, but we don't have enough employees for that.
Okay.
So
we've got
Madam Chair, I have a question.
I have another hand up. So put your hand up and we'll get to you in a minute. Fred was next on the stack.
Thank you.
Fred, go ahead, now or never.
Yes. I've seen I've seen quite a few management letters, and they've been fairly uninteresting. There's been no great revelations that I've seen in there about they're going to solve all Pacifica's problems. But maybe I'm not reading them in the right manner. The most important subject matter in the management letter is the opinion of Pacifica's own management in response to the auditors. And that may reveal some information that's useful. But in any case, I have no objection to signing another non-disclosure agreement. I've done that many times, and I will do that so I can look at the management letter.
Thank you. I think we can take it up at our next meeting. Bella is next.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Regarding 2 years ago, I raised a number of issues, derogatory information on that management letter, and so much so that other folks on the audit committee joined me and also providing their comments. And eventually the auditor had to edit the management letter before finalized, and you may recall that situation. I want to let everybody know that it is our duty as an audit committee to give our 2 cents and analyze, and again, put in our comments, our suggestions as a body, individually. I have to leave now, and I thank everybody and you, Eileen, for putting the meeting. Thank you, everybody. I want to hear what Elizabeth has to say now. Thank you.
All right, Elizabeth, go ahead.
When we're talking about the management letter, I don't want to say anything that I shouldn't say or anything like that. So I'm going to try to keep it more general. I understand that a lot of the problems for being able to fulfill our obligations, such as the $90,000 that we owe Aneta at this time, is also a product of the fact that Pacifica has been forced to deal with a lot of legal issues brought forth by the group that believes themselves to have won the bylaws elections when they did not. And it was 4 consecutive lawsuits, which were dismissed, which cost a lot of money to Pacifica. And I think that should be noted. I'm wondering if management letters also cover issues such as those in terms of giving you know, that allowing for those kind of issues that could have some significant effect on the on the results. Oh, sorry. And so I'm sorry for the interruption, but So I'm you know, those issues such as that, I at the previous meeting, you know, the issue about the petition to deny was also something that could present itself as a going concern. The petition that was presented by a member of the of our LSB. And so I think that I'm wondering whether or not this year's management letter will unfortunately have to include that, but at the same time, allowing that in itself is not like a regular I wonder if our donors will take that into consideration in terms of all the different issues that we're dealing with. And
first of all, I'm going to cut you off because we only have 2 minutes left here.
Okay, thank you.
The donors don't see the management letter.
Okay.
Donors don't see them, first of all. Second of all, the changes that Bella referred to from 2 years ago, we did request that the auditor change some of his language. And he kindly consented to do that. I don't believe there were any kind of major changes. And the management letter comes from the auditors. It's not, it's as somebody, Jim maybe said, James, it's not for us to say. And I was going to make another point, but I've forgotten it by now about the management letter.
10:28, and we need nice to be adjourned at 10:30 if we could.
Yes, I would really like that. So the last point on the agenda was to look at, because somebody requested this, that we look at the 2020 management letter and see, you know, what was in there that we might want to discuss. And that's why I sent along those bullet points that I guess I had jotted down last year sometime after the audit letter was emitted, but it's probably not complete. I just sent it along as in case it was useful to anybody. So we can put it on the agenda for next time. We may not have time if we are, I hope, reviewing the actual 2021 audit with the auditor. So I can put it on there in case we do have time.
I have a request. Elizabeth has a request.
Very quickly.
If you could make sure that those documents are sent to us a little bit in advance, because I can't read them in 5 minutes.
I didn't expect anyone to read them.
No, I mean, whatever documents we'll have in the future, especially if we're going to be looking at auditing, I need them a few days in advance so I can have better, because I'm not very familiar with accounting terminology, so I need more time. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I wasn't actually expecting anyone to read any of that stuff except the agenda before the meeting. So. There we go. Okay. Would someone like to move to adjourn?
Bella moves to adjourn.
All right. And that is always takes the top priority. So thank you, everyone. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Turned into a good meeting.